How to be the man, how to be the boss, how to come through with seven coats to the gloss, show you how to be the man, show you how to be the man, show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the car, how to buy the house, show you how to be the man, show you how to be the man,
show you how to be the man.
All right, everybody. That's my boy. That's H-Town, Riff Raff. Throwing it down, man. You should have let that play all the way through, man. We got Slim Thug, Paul Wall, all them boys throwing down H-Town Love tonight, man. Big shout out to everybody joining us on Madhouse Live. Me, Chris Gregory, we're going to bring you guys a great interview tonight with a great young up-and-coming talent. Before we get to that, first and foremost, like I say always, man, get out, support local MMA. We appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. Chris, crazy week, all kinds of stuff's been going on, but all in all, we don't really care too much about the BS tonight. Tonight's about hustling this young man, undefeated AMI champ, throwing down a pyramid fights, and know that's your neck of the woods. You know them fighters really well, so you'll be taking a heavy lead tonight, but give the fans a small taste because we want to let him fill the blanks in.
Yeah, for sure, man. Marshall Kemp, this kid's 6-0 as an amateur right now. All first-round finishes, man. But I'm telling you one thing, man. Him and his opponent, and I'll say this, him and his opponent at Pyramid Fights 11, I think we'll see both of them, and I don't say this about amateur fighters, we will see both of them in the UFC in the future. And I truly believe that. I think they'll learn from whichever one wins and loses will learn from this. But, man, this fight is exciting. Josh Hudson put together an amazing fight card for Pyramid Fights 11. And on top of
I love it.
On top of it, these guys get to fight in front of Justin Gaethje. Now, you know, I'm not, like, a big fan of, like, seeing, like, UFC stars or, like, you know, like a special guest. It's not, like – it's not going to draw me to it, but, you know, the typical fan, it definitely is, you know? You know that. And Justin Gaethje is, like, the perfect guy to bring in. Justin Gaethje is the perfect guy to bring in. He's exciting, and he's main eventing in Philadelphia coming up in a month or so.
Well, I know we got a few minutes before we get to our guests, so I just want to throw it out for fans. Listen, we got an exciting weekend of action. Here's some events I truly think you guys should check out. Hey, you want to take care of Lepaki, and I'm going to go over some fight information. Dude, True For You Fight Night, Bangkok, Thailand. This card tomorrow, folks, is free over on their YouTube. True For the number and you. They're going to be throwing down. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to our official sponsor, Wild Canna. I don't know why I'm such an ass. I want to thank them for supporting the show and making it happen. Wild Canna, Oregon's number one medical and recreational medibles. They got the best gummies, the best chocolates. We love them. But back to fight night. So this card is legit, folks. This is going to go down at 6 a.m. East Coast, 3 a.m. Pacific, tomorrow morning, followed by, shortly thereafter on both YouTube and Facebook, Max Muay Thai Battle Thailand will be also free on the YouTube page and Max Muay Thai's Facebook page. Brave FC tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern as well, 3 a.m. Pacific. That's going to be over on Fight TV. I know there's – I'm not sure what time –
there's a lot of grappling. I mean, I know we don't talk about it a lot, Skip, but Fight to Win goes down on Flow Grappling this weekend on Friday. That's tomorrow. And then Paul Harris is also on
love
UFC Fight Pass.
Yeah. I love –
I mean,
folks, I've been telling –
Go ahead.
As you said, man, we've been hustling Polaris for a day, man, for a long time back when they were holding their first events in Europe. Big shout out to them and what they've been doing.
Yeah, for
another
sure. Man. I really am I'm digging professional jiu-jitsu right now. I really enjoy watching it. I have for a long time, but, you know, it's really gained popularity over the last few years, and it's great to see that because jiu-jitsu is such a great sport. I really wish it was an Olympic sport, to be honest with you.
Two things. One, I just posted earlier tonight, folks, over on my Facebook page, a great article called Chapter 2 about Meta Morris coming back. It explains a lot in detail why they financially got into the situation they did and taking the 3-year absence and what they're trying to do to rectify and come back. It's a great article. Please go check it out. Also, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, I was just told BCB Promotions. I'll be honest, folks, I don't know who they are, but they're out of the called. They're out of the West Midlands, UK. They got a really great boxing card for free on their Facebook page. I was told it's 10 fights. Check it out. Chris, I know you mentioned, obviously, the Polaris card. And, folks, just so you know, main event is Jake Shields and Rafael Lovato Jr. Wagner Rocha's absolutely on that card. Are you shitting me? I love Wagner, man. That's our boy, dude.
How fun, dude. Hey, what a fun card. I mean, that's fun, dude. Jake Shields and Lovato, that's legit, bro. That's a good grappling match and a main event at that.
Oh, man, this
Jake
probably
Shields has been doing this.
There's quite a few matches on that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What's this? What else do we got tomorrow? So that's going into there. Let's see. I'm just going, Tulsa's got the fight to win event, obviously. You mentioned that. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow
night.
It's
so weird. There's a Titan tomorrow night, and I had no idea about it. It was crazy because back in the day, Titan used to be huge, and now I don't see any, like, real promotion. Even though it's on UFC Fight Pass, I have not seen a lot of promotion for Titan.
Chris, I got one for you. First off, shout out JFL MMA. Mexico City's number one fucking promotion, doing it right. I don't know if anybody caught that fight poster I shared of the individual fighter breakdowns with everything about them. They're beautiful. Chris, you got to check them out, man. They got it right there. But they got a really good stranglehold on Mexico City. But tomorrow, you guys got to check it out. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, which I love to see, streaming these MMA events on Twitch. We got Lux Fight League 4 going out of Mexico City. That's going to be a 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast card. Facebook and YouTube and Twitch will also carry the preliminary cards. It looks to be about a 15-fight total fight card, 10 on the under, 5 on the main. So 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern starts it. Why don't we get out there and hustle some of that? And don't forget, anybody out there who has Combate, the channel in Brazil, Shoot a Brazil 90 goes down tomorrow. And is there anything else going on tomorrow? I know there's some stuff Saturday.
Shooto,
no,
man,
Fury.
That's crazy. How long have we been watching Shooto for, honestly? Golly, man. Years and years and years. It's crazy that they're even doing events still, honestly.
Oh, Shamrock, they're Friday
Shamrock.
Also.
They're up in St. Louis. So, like, basically I kind of keep track of the Kansas City cards more or less. But, yeah, man, they're up in St. Louis this weekend. You know what? They always have a pretty solid card over there at Shamrock.
Well, dude, hey, is that Titan card – hold on, shit, dude, that Tyson card, somebody just sent it to me. Is that Gleison Tibau, like, ex-UFC?
Yeah, there's a lot of good, I mean, there's a lot of solid fighters on it, for real. I mean, the matchups are great. Not a lot of star power anymore. Tibau's on it. I don't know, man. When they were in the Midwest, I feel like they had it popping, bro. And now I just don't hear much about them. That's because
well,
I'm in
another
the Midwest.
Well, another Midwest card going down tomorrow night, right, is Dynasty. Don't they have that St. Paddy Showdown? Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. That's on Fight. You better. I mean, that's a good one to check out. Honestly, if you're, you know, if you're looking for something to watch tomorrow night, Dynasty is always a solid card. They always put on a good show there. Hey, you know what? We have our guest actually on the line right now, so I guess we could bring him on. Hey, I'm excited to talk to the infamous Marshall Kemp tonight. Yo, Marshall, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, all
the
time.
To the show.
Yeah, you're the first
man.
Guest. You're the first guest on our return, and it's really exciting to have you. You know, a lot of people might not know about you and your background, but, you know, let's get into that real quick, man. You know, you're only, what, 19 years old? Yo, Chris,
yeah, well,
Jimmy, go ahead.
Let's just jump out like this. Why don't you take a second? First of all, welcome to the show. It's an honor to meet you. I mean it. I love meeting young, fresh talent, especially future talent that's going to be going somewhere. For the fans, because we got fans right now, honestly, especially because we've come back. We got fans around the world tuning back in, and a lot of fans don't know you yet. So why don't you just go ahead, introduce yourself, give us your nickname, your official record, and what gym you represent, and we'll take off from there. How's that?
Yeah, for sure, man. So the infamous Marshall Kemp, named by my coach, Michael Morgan. So I'm out of Glory MMA in Mountain Grove, Missouri. So I started training when I was 15 with Mike. I've been training consistently, man, no time off. I'm not like one of these guys who started training when they were young, took some time off here and there, man, just consistently been grinding since 15. Got my purple belt under James Krause at 19. I'm 20 now. I'll be turning 21 in May, and I'm 6-0 right now, 6 finishes in the first round, and about to make it 7 in April, I believe.
First of all, love that attitude. Second, let's thank you for filling in some blanks for us fans. Let's step back. You know, growing up, let's talk a little bit about your younger life, your youth, the involvement in sports. When did that start?
Okay, yeah. So I grew up in a small town, Mountain Grove, Missouri, where I currently train. I actually train at a few locations, but I'm sure we'll get into that. But, yeah, I grew up in a small town, raised by my mother, single mother. I have an older brother, Justice. He's 1 year older than me, so we were always competitive growing up. He was always way more athletic than me and beat me at everything growing up. I started playing football fourth grade. Played football, played a little baseball growing up, but mainly football most of my childhood all the way to sophomore year, actually. And sophomore year, my buddy Travis showed me The Ultimate Fighter. I had never really seen him make too much. He showed me The Ultimate Fighter. It was the season Chael Sonnen and John Jones were the coaches. And it was when Uriah Hall knocked out Adam Sutler, man, crazy season. After that, I was hooked. I was like, man, I got to get into this. Realized that there was a gym right in town, so started training there and never looked back, really. Quit football. Well, actually, I quit football the day after I signed up for jiu-jitsu. So I knew I wanted to sign up, man. I was kind of sick of the whole team sports thing, wasn't really into it. Just kind of did it because it was the thing in my town, really. So I started training jiu-jitsu. I knew I was going to love it. Quit football the next day and never looked back.
So as a youth, you know, you mentioned your brother and the competitive nature. Is that maybe why you enjoy the singleized competition more?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, it was something. It was getting beat up by my older brother my whole life, really, like in football and baseball, basketball, just really everything, and then getting into a combat sport where it's not something that athleticism has too much to do with, to where 6 months in, I was like tapping him out and, you know, feeling good about it. So I was hooked, man.
Now, you know, obviously you come from a great, great state of, you know, with wrestlers, you know, that are just legendary. You chose to start, it sounds like, really dive into Brazilian jiu-jitsu more than the wrestling or like freestyle grappling. Is that so?
Yeah, for sure. So my school is very small, like I said, and it's a football town, and we actually had no wrestling program growing up. So I would have gotten into that. Honestly, would have been something I would have really loved to get into, and they had talked about it. I remember when I was younger, and I was really interested in it, and it just never fell through, so didn't really have the opportunity, you know?
That's crazy. I mean, like, I'll be honest, I'm raising my sons right now in a very small town. We moved away from the city, and we find out that our local wrestling program has taken 16 to 18 state titles in a row, 14 in a row, but 16 of the 18 overall, and the last four state champions are all still in the same gym. So I'm hoping my son next year, he mentioned looking into it and found a little bit of it to be appealing, and next year he should be able to go into. So I'll be honest, I hope he does do that instead of, you know, football personally. But, you know, you found this avenue through, you know, mixed martial arts to continue to feel that need to drive yourself. Do you still today, is it easier, harder, the same when you wake up each morning to push yourself?
Man, I love it. Like, for some people, it's tough to get up and train, man. I really live for it. Like, I live for the grind. I live for the hard rounds. I get beat up. I smile after, man. I honestly enjoy this just as much, if not more, than the fight, man. I love being in there with my guys. Those guys are family to me. We grind together every day, man. It's what I love about the sport.
Now, everybody knows me and has been on this show. I think we've interviewed a little over 1,000 fighters over the years, pro, amateur, you know, from every part of this globe. And, you know, I don't like, you know, I want to know things about you. This is how we learn as fans and also as media who you are and how we find fighters we want to enjoy following in their careers. And you've been very successful. You know, obviously tasted, you know, victory over and over and over. Has it crossed your mind about what defeat could taste like?
Man, I honestly don't worry about it too much. I know that's inevitable. If you're in the sport long enough, it's going to happen. And then when it does, man, I'll be ready for it. And as part of the sport, I know there's guys out there that are better than me, and I'm better than a lot of these guys out here. So eventually I'm going to run into a guy and it's going to be his night, and I'm ready for that. You know, my coach has prepared me for that. And like I said, it's not something that I really worry about. I don't go into a fight ever thinking like, oh man, what if this guy beats me? What if this happens? You know, I'm focused in on the game plan and what I'm there to do. And I know what I'm capable of, and man, I leave it to the training and I trust the process, you know?
Amen. I hope 1,000 fighters right now heard that answer. You guys heard that. That was not cockiness. That was true confidence and understanding where he is and where he can be. You know, this is what we need, folks. When we talk about this, if we're going to grow this sport away from what Middle America thinks is some, you know, bar fighting stuff, it's this attitude, this mentality, this understanding to be able to look at yourself in the mirror as an athlete and say, I'm not the best. I will be the best. I need to get there. I love this, and I appreciate that you're putting your time in as an amateur. I know 100 amateurs who go 5-0 and turn pro. I hope you continue to focus and grow. And I'm going to let Chris jump in just a second, but I got to tell you, that is a beautiful mindset for a young athlete to have in a sport like this.
I really appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. And it really starts from my coaching, man. Since I was 15, like I said, I've been molded in to the fighter I am. I have great teammates around me. And it starts from the top, man. Mike Morgan really, and I'm sure he's listening right now, man. He really has shifted my mindset and made me into the person I am in a lot of ways. And he's also put me in a fantastic position to be able to train and just, man, I have no excuse not to reach my full potential. And I'm very fortunate to be in that spot.
Yeah, it's always great to have someone. It's always always great to have somebody behind you that it will hold you accountable. And I definitely know that Mike is definitely that guy that's there for you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
So okay, so I gotta ask you, do you feel like your next fight is Ashton Kirby, and that's What date is that? What date?
That is April 13th in Little Rock, Arkansas.
So do you think this kid, he's 6-0 also, do you think this kid is going to bring out the best Marshall Kemp that we've seen? Because, I mean, man, you've been so great in the cage, and, you know, your fights end so fast. I mean, do you think this is the guy to really bring out the best Marshall Kemp?
Man, I'm just so excited because I really feel like anybody that's seen me fight and hasn't seen me in the gym and hasn't really seen me, you know, I have so many more tools than I've shown in the cage. You guys have seen maybe 40% of my game, and I really believe that. And, man, I feel like I'm better than him everywhere. He's a solid grappler. He's got some good stuff, but I really think my game is more complete, and I think I'm going to pick him apart, honestly.
Okay, hold on. I got to jump in with you saying that. Now, I want to ask you, obviously you've seen tape on this young man, or at least your coach has, correct?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen all his fights for sure.
Okay. Now, look, I'm a pig about this, something I believe that MMA fighters today are lacking, especially, you know, some of the younger talent. You think – you feel right now that you're able to outmaneuver and outbeat him in each position because you feel those attributes in you are stronger. So my question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, be honest, what's your footwork?
Like, how good is my footwork on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's a hard question because what's the curve? Are we including TJ Dillashaw? Or are we talking like amateur level? You know, because if we're at the amateur level, I think it's up there. I think it's up there.
Okay.
But if we're
no,
you know,
I'm talking about what do you when you look in the mirror, knowing what high level footwork would look like at the UFC level. Okay, just knowing what we see at the upper echelon of strikers, be it boxers, be it Muay Thai, we know as athletes and as fighters when we see somebody who has upper level footwork. Do you feel that you today have a solid footwork base? Do you feel like as an amateur you're in a 7-8-9 range with your footwork? Obviously, as an amateur and a pro are two different things.
Yeah. I feel like my footwork is one of my best attributes as far as my striking. I give myself a 7, you know. I'm always improving.
Okay, honesty is beautiful. Because, look, I truly believe that is what is starting to separate a lot of fighters today is good footwork. And I believe that too many fighters don't understand that, you know, and they become sloppy with it. I'll be honest, a lot of grapplers I know become sloppy with it because they feel like if they get in a bad position, scoop them, put them down, we're in my world. So I appreciate that honesty that you didn't, you know, go straight to a 10, that you said a 7 and that you feel like you can improve on that. I love it. And I think that if you look at yourself and think that is one of the better attributes about you as a fighter inside that cage, that's a great base. And I love it. So keep moving forward, and your coach, I got to ask you, you know, you mentioned about what he has meant to you in the development in your amateur career. What's the single best piece of advice he gave you that you would share with the world, especially amateur fighters listening tonight?
Man, that's one I got to think on, man. That's tough. So the whole mindset of not really worrying, not caring too much about the loss has really helped me. And what we were talking about earlier on, like not worrying about the loss has really helped me be more confident going into the fight. Just being able to be free in there and not having that weight on my shoulders. What if I lose, you know, like he's always stressing me that it's not important, you know, and it's going to happen. And that's something that I really go into, and it's just I'm weightless in there, man. There's nothing on my shoulders, and I feel like a lot of guys go in there, and that's something that's really deep in their head, and they're thinking about that constantly is that loss, man. And that's just something that I never stress about, and that's really thanks to him.
Beautiful
man,
answer. Love it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that's one of the things about Kent, man, and just being honest and being straightforward. This is a guy I matchmake for, you know what I'm saying? And my goal as a matchmaker is to always try to get him beat. You know what I'm saying? He's the champ, man. He's the Walker SC lightweight champ. Your goal as the matchmaker is to find that guy that's going to test him. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I think that, and Kemp is willing to fight anybody. He told me he came to our gym last and he said this. He said, you flew in somebody to fight, man, to fight Josie Storch. You better fly someone in to fight me. He said, find the best guy you can find. So with that said, I do have to say John Long called you out at the last walkout event. And it's looking like you guys are going to fight. What do you think about that matchup, honestly? And what do you think about him calling you out?
Yeah, man. So it's funny. I was actually in the stands. I don't know if he knew that I was in the stands that night watching. But when he called me out, I stood up and I was yelling. I was actually at the top. I wish I would have went up in the cage. But, man, at first I thought it was kind of comical. I didn't. So I thought it was I didn't take it too seriously at first. I didn't think it would be the next matchup, to be honest. Coming off of this fight with Kirby, I didn't know if that would be the next step, but it seems like he is next, and I'm ready for it, man. I think it's a great opportunity to to show I'm on a different level than a lot of these guys, man. I don't think a lot of these people realize that. I think there's levels to this. I think Kirby is probably a level above John Long, but I still think that I'm a level above both these guys.
Love this dude, man. Nah. I'm telling you. See, I don't know, man. There's a humbleness, but there's still that shit talk, man. That's why one reason I love Kim. There is, man. Nah. He's always on Facebook saying something to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or a few select people. Not everyone, but just a few select people.
Hey, I stay on Facebook these days. And mainly it's just for him keeping my name in his mouth, even though he's a little guy and doesn't want smoke. but besides that, man, I don't get into it with too many guys out here. I got respect for all these guys out here.
For sure.
Okay, so look. Like we've been kind of sitting here trying to address a little bit about the fight game. Obviously, you have a fight coming up. It looks like even past that date, there are future opponents willing to line up. Let's, let's curve that ball a little. Let's talk a little bit more about you personally. Let's find out some things that make you tick as a human being. I like to ask some questions to every fighter to kind of get to know them. And here's one of my favorites. Is I don't care about the promotion. I don't care about the title. None of that. You can main event a card anywhere in the world. Where are we packing our bags? Where are we going?
Oh, man. That's a good question. So I haven't been anywhere, I feel like. I actually was born in Germany, but I moved to the States very young. My parents were both in the military. So I was born over there on a military base, but and anywhere in Europe, that'd be cool, man. But honestly, just even the West Coast, New York, or the East Coast on New York, anything like that would be cool too, man. Like I said, I haven't been anywhere outside the Midwest and like the South a little bit.
So we talking like Ramstein, Kaiserslautern area, like Frankfurt, Rhine. Well, what area are we talking about?
It's a city called Würzburg, Germany.
Now, I used to live on the Austrian border, and I grew up overseas, so I'm a European kid, so it's just a small world. Why I had to ask. Okay, so next question. A lot of fighters out there we talk to, music plays a major part in their daily training life and even as far as the fight. And there's also just as many who just music's just a background thing. You know, let's talk a little bit about that with you. Music, what's it mean to you in the way of training and fighting?
Yeah, man, I am. Music's a huge part of my life. I listen to music every day, like a lot of people. My coach is actually a weirdo and hates music for some reason. He doesn't listen to music ever. So he and he makes fun of people
common.
Who don't like what he likes. But any of my training partners know, man, anytime the sparring, the hard rounds are coming up, I'm running up to the iPad and I'm putting on Meek Mill Radio on Pandora, man. That really gets me going, man. I get after it when that Meek Mill comes on, you know.
Okay, now
when you hit cardio work and you're maybe putting in some road work, you know, trying to get the miles down, or maybe even on a treadmill, is it the same thing? Do you hit that Meek Mills? Do you got a different station?
Man, it's pretty much Meek Mill, man. I got a little playlist here and there, like A Boogie, you know, Drake in there. But, yeah, Meek Mill, if y'all don't listen to Meek Mill and you train and you want to go hard, put some Meek Mill on.
Now, we've talked to a few fighters over the years, and we've had some fighters who said that they've gotten so zoned out on that music that they've just, you know, jogged farther than they meant to, run, you know, 30, 40 blocks farther than they were supposed to. Have you ever had a situation like that where you just kept on going?
Yeah, man, it puts you in a zone and you kind of can just zone out and focus on, you know, on nothing but the music, and you're just moving. Like, it just feels like you're just in a rhythm, you know. But I also feel that sometimes when I'm working out without music, though, I just zone out and kind of go to a blank space and just go, you know.
Okay, now, you know, that zoning out. Now, does that happen when you're walking out to the cage, or is that music just as important to you at that point? What's that like?
When I'm walking out, I'm honestly not too focused on the music during my walkout. I'm really just thinking game plan. I'm looking at my opponent if I'm walking out second. I'm not really too focused on the music. Sometimes I'll hear the, you know, I hear the beat a little bit. I get moving to it, but that's not something I'm super focused on in the fight. I'm really just thinking about the game plan and focused on the task at hand.
Well, you know, I know that, you know, obviously we're getting to let the fans meet you. We're getting to learn about what you got plans, you know, coming up with the fight game. There's a lot more to you, man, and I know that you've got other things to do tonight. So let's touch on the gym a little bit, man. Why don't you take some time right now for yourself, man, explain a little bit of this for everyone listening.
Yeah, man. So we actually just opened a new TR Fitness location in Aurora, Missouri. We opened this year in January. So yeah, if you're ever in the area, it's our third location. We also have locations in Mountain Grove and Branson, and I'm managing the gym there. So like I said earlier, Mike's put me in a fantastic position to train, you know, as much as possible, and also work a job that isn't taxing on my body. Before, I've always been working manual labor jobs, and I'd always come in tired to training. So just going back to what I said before about him putting me in a really great position right now, man. So, if anybody's in the Aurora area, come get a gym membership. It's a fantastic facility, 24/7, tanning included with your membership. Come check it out.
Look,
I grew up in the next town over, and Aurora needed something like this, honestly. Like, they don't have any jujitsu.
They did, man.
But
they did. And, for sure, man. And we actually have fitness classes that we offer as well. And we have Brian Stubner and Michael Gerlach from Springfield BJJ who do jiu-jitsu classes 3 times a week there as well. And I'm also teaching a little kickboxing class on Mondays. So a little
nice
beginner kickboxing class. But it's real fun, man. We get good technique. It's not one of those cardio kickboxing classes where you're just flailing with bad technique, man. I couldn't stand it. To teach one of those, man, I couldn't stand to teach one of those. So we do good technical striking. And we get good cardio working as well, man. It's a good time.
You're going to see Kemp on YouTube next week. Pump
it. Now, look, one thing we've always done is we've respected every fighter who comes on this show. You guys put a lot of work in, and there's a few people that are behind you for events. So, man, the next couple of minutes, they're 100% yours to say what you got to say, thank who you want to thank, sponsors, shout out, social media, whatever you want. Man, if you want to take time to sell a car, we'll give the platform to you. But it's your time, brother. You say what you need to say to thank people or give shout outs, and it's your world.
That's awesome, man. I really appreciate that. So, of course, my coach, first off, my team, as always, man, Glory MMA, Glory and Mountain Grove. They're such a big part of my life, just outside of fighting as well, man. I know those guys and girls always got me no matter what. They're really a family to me. And then my real family as well, man. And most importantly, my mother, she's done so much for me and my brother, man. Really raised us and taught us, you know, just how to have good morals and do the right things, and she's worked through a lot of adversity to do that. Yeah, man, that's really my biggest group right there is my team and my family, man. I have a really tight knit group, a real close circle, a real small group, man. I don't hang around too many people. And that's it, man. That's just my family, man. That's the only people I really want to thank. And Pyramid Fights, man, I want to say it's at pyramidfights.com. I'm not positive on that, but if you go to the Pyramid Fights Facebook page, there'll definitely be a link there. They actually just announced tonight that there'll be Justin Gaethje commentating, so that's absolutely freaking insane.
Hey, you have to get a picture with him, brother.
Dude, I'm about to show out in front of him, man.
My fault.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
No, I just said, what do you think about fighting in front of Justin Gaethje?
Man, I think it's awesome. I think it's a great opportunity to show out in front of a future legend, man. Like, that dude is seriously probably the most entertaining MMA fighter, top five most entertaining fighters of all time, So, and one of the best leg kickers of all time, too, man. And people say I got some good leg kicks, so we'll see if I get to show them off a little bit in front of them.
Yeah, I didn't spar with you when you came over for that reason. I was like, no, nope, not going to happen. Nah, brother.
Guards. I was kicking light.
I know, Rick. Right on, man. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on. If you guys want to get tickets to his next fight, they're at cagetix.com. Make sure you support your local fighter. Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man.
Man, I really appreciate you guys giving – me this platform and just young MMA fighters in general, man, it's really admirable what you guys are doing for us. So I appreciate that.
For sure.
Well, hey,
brother,
thank you as well from me, man. Go spend some time with your family. Go enjoy the rest of the evening. Have a good fight camp. Get in there and get that victory. Get your hand raised, and I hope to talk to you again down the road.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
Everybody, you guys know what I say, man. You guys go to this event or any event across the country, man. Look at guys like Marshall when they're walking out to that cage, and you see those sponsors. You see the gyms and the companies and the products and services that sponsor not only these kids, but the fighters through the whole card and the event. Let's use those products and services, folks. Let's spend money with the folks who are supporting guys like Marshall Kemp, because they're going to stay around in the support and keep giving back to young fighters, which is what we want. We need more stability if we're going to grow. And to do that, we can't just go to these events, scream, give them knees for 3 hours and think it's going to be that way every month for the rest of our lives. We got to go find whoever's sponsoring Marshall, whatever products and services, and support those. And you want to be super cool? Walk up to Marshall, meet him, get an autograph, have him sign the fight poster. Slip them a $20 bill and say, thank you for a great night. I know you're an amateur. You don't get paid. Here's 20 bucks to get to work next week. Boom. That changed that kid's life if two or three people did that. So let's get out there and support our local MMA. It doesn't matter where you're at. There's a Marshall getting in the cage every Friday, every Saturday across this country. Go find your Marshall Kemp and go support them.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up on that, man. Damn, you get it right there.
You know how I do it, everybody. You guys get out and support local MMA. Love everybody. Follow me if you want. Everybody loves me or hates me. I don't give a shit. Eagle!
Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to come through with 7 coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the car, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to come through with 7 coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the car, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man.
Hey. I can show you how to be the boss. I can show them boys how we ride on that loud. Some clean top off looking good. Still coming down, tipping foes through the hood. Ripping on the wood and that cocaine Hussein. Could buy another Hussein if I sold my chain. Hold up, baby. Wide frames, every coat.
wish a house. Break them out. Top pick. Dry slabs, Rick. Rick. Wake up every day. The bad bitches better get your money right.
Right.
Me and Riff rap pouring foes in a Sprite. Oh. With your bitch burning bowls at the light. Pow wow, Kyle say it's going down tonight. H time, now side thugger. I can show you boys how to hustle.
Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss. How to come through with seven coats to the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. How to be the boss.